Today's forecast for the Midwest is still about as it was yesterday. There is no opportunity for dramatic warmer than normal conditions back in the region anytime real soon, but we will see a warming tendency in the southern parts of the region as well as in the most of the southern United States as we go through the next 2 or 3 days. The warm-up will set the stage for a sharp contrast in air mass temperatures between the warmth that will be present in the southern states and another round of cooler air that will be settling into the upper parts of the Midwest and the northern plains. Some of the temperatures over the next 2 or 3 days in those northern areas will be in the teens and 20s, while readings in the lower Midwest will be 30s and 40s, and there will be even some warmer conditions in the Delta and the southeastern states where temperatures will likely get up into the 60s and perhaps some 70s eventually. The temperature contrast will help to fuel a low pressure center that's going to form in the southeast corner of the U.S. plains as we get into Thursday night and Friday, and that low pressure system will continue to be fueled with a warmer influx of moist air that will likely spread across the colder conditions across the Midwest, setting the stage for a significant rain event that will likely take place as we go from Saturday into Sunday. The precipitation that's going to take place is going to be significant for some areas. We'll look for totals running anywhere from around 0.6 inch to 1.5 inches, with some local totals maybe around 2 or 2.25 inches. Some of this greater rainfall will occur from Arkansas and portions of southeastern Oklahoma across the northern Delta into the heart of the Midwest from Illinois into parts of Michigan and easternmost sections of Iowa and parts of Missouri will be involved with this as well. It will be mostly a rain event. We'll expect the precipitation to move out of the region relatively quickly, but it will still leave behind a bit of a problem with surplus moisture. Late season harvesting of summer crops will be further delayed. They've already been delayed because of some snow that fell in the past week and the very cold temperatures that are around at this point. Once the snow starts to melt, which will occur as we get ahead of this coming storm system, that runoff will combine with the rain and will end up with some very wet conditions across quite a few of the unharvested areas in the central and eastern parts of the Midwest. That will likely result in some additional delay in the late season harvest. Of course, most of this year's crop is already in the bin, so it's probably not going to have a huge impact. But with that said, there's still a need for farming activity and field work to take place in quite a few areas, and this scenario doesn't fit very well with getting much accomplished. The forecast does improve for next week with less frequent and less significant precipitation occurring across the U.S. Midwest, and the temperatures should be a little bit warmer after a short-term bout of cooling takes place early in the week. The overall scenario will eventually allow for some farming activity to resume, but it will be a slow process because the average daily temperatures will still be cool enough to restrict the amount of drying that will take place. Down in South America, rain fell significantly in Argentina overnight last night. Significant rains were from southern Cordoba into Buenos Aires. The precipitation was sufficient to lift the soil moisture in some areas that had been rather dry recently. The entire precipitation event will lift to the north as we go through the next 2 days, and significant relief will occur in many of Argentina's driest areas. Brazil will also benefit from this same event, with rains increasing this weekend into the early part of next week, and many of the center-south and center-west crop areas that have been struggling for moisture here recently will likely get a sufficient amount of precipitation to bolster soil moisture and improve planting and early season crop development potentials. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.